This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The roots on fire. You're about to experience the most high octane pedal to the metal controversial show of your. Untightly, this station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American-made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Party takeover, a George Soros takeover of the United States of America. It's happening right in front of us. They want to take our guns away. They want to put us in prison for having views different than them. They want to take me off the air for having views different than them. They want to take me off the air for telling the truth. They want to silence you on social media for telling the truth. I've said for years the difference between communism and socialism is virtually nothing. All right, Wayne Allen Root, running a little bit late on this opening number 2 hour segment of my show on a very important phone call. It came back just a second late, so they ran a little bit of canned stuff from before, but I'm back here live right now. It's 7:08 on the East Coast, 4:08 on the West Coast here, 5:08 Central Time, and I told you I'd come back with some breaking COVID news. And this one, you know, I break almost every single show some shocking numbers about how bad the COVID vaccine really is, but this one kind of takes the cake. This one is just unbelievable. Because a big pharma boss, meaning a CEO of a gigantic billion-dollar pharmaceutical company, is caught faking his COVID vaccination status and getting himself injected with salt water so he could have a COVID card and let people think that he was vaccinated. Now, I got to ask you, if the vaccine is so bad that the CEO of a pharmaceutical company doesn't want to take it, what does that tell you about the vaccine? This is insanity. And so while the WHO and the CDC and our political leaders want us to trust the government and trust Fauci and trust the COVID vaccines and the vaccine makers and push for legal mandates to force it upon us, even the big pharma executives don't trust the safety of the vax. They know. If you ever went on national TV with an honest show and you stuck a needle in their arm and you told them this is the COVID vaccine I'm about to put in your arm, these guys would cry like babies and run for their lives because they know it's killing people, but they don't care because they're not taking it and their children aren't taking it. Police have charged Jose Maria Fernandez Suso Faro, the president of European pharmaceutical giant PharmaMar, with being falsely vaccinated against COVID vaccine, against COVID-19. And he is embroiled in a European controversy involving many well-known figures who have been added to the National Immunization Registry in exchange for large sums of money. In other words, they faked the COVID vaccines to get a COVID vaccine passport, but they had to pay huge money and they weren't really vaccinated. According to police sources, Suso Faro arranged to be injected with a saline solution, i.e. salt water, instead of the COVID vaccine, and spent hundreds of euros to have his name added to Spain's immunization register. He's one of about 2,200 celebrities and athletes and European elitists who have been erroneously vaccinated against COVID, meaning, I guess that's the way they say in Europe, you're not erroneously vaccinated, you just aren't vaccinated, you're paying big money to fake the vaccine. And he's the president of the European pharmaceutical giant PharmaMar. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on in the world today. Unbelievable. These guys all used large sums of money to get added to a registrar without ever actually getting the vaccine. Spanish police carried out the investigation called Operation Jenner, which uncovered the vast network of celebrities and elites who have paid money to have their names fraudulently entered on the National Immunization Register despite refusing to be vaccinated. The leader of the network was a nursing assistant at La Paz University Hospital, where he's accused of charging more than 200,000 euros for fraudulently registering 2,200 people as vaccinated. He has been arrested and is currently in custody. Among those accused are Bruno Gonzalez Cabrera, a defender, a soccer player, Getafe, Levante, and Valladolid. Fabio Diaz Steinacker, a beach volleyball player, runner-up in the Sydney Olympic Games. The former Valencian boxer and wrestler Jose Luis Zapatero. These are all Spanish people, you know, from Spain, who starred in more than 1,000 fights. Famous people investigated so far include the president of PharmaMar, I just mentioned, Jose Maria Fernandez, Trinitario Casanova, one of the richest men in Spain, Kid Keo, which is a singer in Spain, Anier, a rap singer, another rap singer, an actress, Veronica Ecuguay, Bruno Gonzalez Cabrera, soccer player, Fabio Diaz Steinacker, former beach volleyball Olympian, Jose Luis Zapater, a former boxer, and Camilo Esquivel, recognized as a prestigious doctor. And so, according to police who are investigating the 2,200 false COVID vaccine certificates, the fee was dependent on your social standing. The more important you were, the higher the price. Why do you think these people don't want the vaccine and they're willing to commit fraud? Because they know what I know. The vaccine is deadly. Now, here's a shocking Pfizer data from their pre-trials, right, that were never revealed. Do you remember what happened? Do you remember what happened? Here's what happened. They did their trials, and the trials were a bust. Lots of people died. Lots of people got their face hanging on one side with Bell's palsy. Lots of people got herpes, horrible outbreaks. Lots of people had shingles, horrible outbreaks. Lots of people had heart attacks. Lots of people had strokes. Lots of people got blood clots in their lungs, their brains, and died. So they just committed fraud and made believe none of this ever happened. And they went to the FDA and the CDC and said, we want to bury the results of the vaccine trials for 75 years so nobody alive today will ever see them. Can you believe this? And they all thought they'd make billions of dollars, which they did, and nobody would ever see the trial results. But now that we're seeing the trial results, it now occurs to really smart people, this is mass murder. Shocking Pfizer study data reveals 82% of the pregnant women who got the vaccine had miscarriages, so they just stopped counting. How many pregnant women have gotten the vaccine because their doctor told them the studies are in and it's fine, it's fantastic, there's no problem, it can't hurt the baby, get the vaccine? And they were misled. 82% of the jabbed pregnant women had miscarriages. And when they saw those numbers, they tried to manipulate them, they tried to bury them, and they stopped counting. Incredible. Incredible. I mean, this is so damning. It's like Nazi Germany. These are like experiments by Mengele. You knew from the beginning that it would kill women's babies, and you covered it up, and you lied and manipulated, and you told doctors that all the results are in and pregnant women are safe, and then you let the babies die. It's incredible. It's just so beyond belief. Pfizer's court-ordered compliance with a FOIA request has resulted in tons of damaging data being dropped every month. Their COVID vaccine research, development, and implementation were pocked with warning signs that the drugs were neither safe nor effective. But the most recent release may be the most damning of all, as it not only reveals the drugs are unsafe, but Pfizer tried to cover it up by manipulating the numbers. It's so blatant, it's highly unlikely it was an error. Life News reported their study included 270 pregnant women. The first 34 had outcomes reported, but the numbers were so hideous that they did not follow the remaining 236 test subjects. And considering they were on the verge of the greatest pharmaceutical windfall in history, Pfizer decided it was better to run away from a problem rather than investigate or report on it. So they studied 270 pregnant women, and the first 34 had so many miscarriages, they decided to end the entire study. That's incredible. 270, I'm looking at the actual numbers now from the report. 270 mother cases, 270 unique pregnancies. Pregnancy outcomes for the 270 pregnancies were reported as spontaneous abortions, 23. Premature with prenatal death, spontaneous abortion with intrauterine death, 2 each. Spontaneous abortion with neonatal death. But no outcome was provided for 238 pregnancies. So in other words, out of the 270, they didn't look at 238. They stopped. Because among the first 34, you had 23 premature deaths, neonatal deaths, spontaneous abortion deaths, intrauterine deaths. Incredible. We'll never know the outcome of the last 236 pregnancies, but we know based on Pfizer's reluctantly released data, it was forced to be released, at least 82% of pregnant women injected with their jabs with reported outcomes during the trials had miscarriages. And I'll get to this when we get back. There was also a woman who was breastfeeding in the trial, and the milk came out of her breast colored blue, and the child died. Folks, this is mass murder on a grand scale. They've covered it up, and they've buried it. It's bad stuff. This vaccine is death. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Did you know most vitamin supplements don't even come from food? Even the products with colorful fruits and vegetables adorning the labels are seldom derived from produce. Typically, supplements are synthetic, made in a laboratory. Modern science may synthetically imitate these chemicals, but your body isn't fooled. It knows the difference, and it craves quality materials to build, repair, and fight illness. You need to consume fruits and vegetables daily in a variety of colors, as well as whole grains and other fresh food. That's why I formulated Balance of Nature. I wanted to be able to give my patients a natural alternative to the cheap, unnatural chemistry by giving them real fruits and vegetables. In fact, the only ingredients inside of Balance of Nature are whole fruits and vegetables. Don't settle for imitation nutrition. Reach for the good stuff, the real stuff.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code USA.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wait, Alan Ruth, the Ruth, the Ruth, the Ruth's on fire. Hey, what do you know? I'm back on time. Very funny, Chris. All right, traitor Justin Trudeau, and I mean a traitor to the Canadian people, has announced he is basically, for all intents and purposes, taking all guns away from the Canadian people. Now, I mean, this is just a start. I guarantee you it will end with taking all guns away for the Canadian people. He just declared his intention to finalize legislation that would outlaw the sale, transfer, and importation of all handguns in Canada. This is following in the footsteps of communist nations, which always take away people's guns before they conduct mass murder. Adolf Hitler, who took away all the guns from all Jews before he decided to massacre Jews in the Holocaust. And here Trudeau plans to disarm the citizens of Canada before unleashing his final solution, which I would guess would be, based on what he's done in the last year, stealing all your money, carrying out arrests and disappearances of those who disagree with government tyranny. He says it will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada. In other words, we're capping the market for handguns. And this is coming from a guy we already saw his tyrannical tendencies on display just a few weeks ago when he ordered Canada's banks to seize the bank accounts of law-abiding citizens who merely chose to donate a few dollars to a peaceful freedom convoy of truckers that were protesting vaccine mandates in Canada. Because according to Trudeau, anyone who disagrees with Trudeau's tyranny is by definition a domestic terrorist and must have their assets seized. And once Canada's fully disarmed, guess what will happen next? Trudeau will become another Stalin, another Hitler. People will not have the ability to defend themselves against government. And Trudeau could simply claim there's a new outbreak of some infectious disease, just like the WHO wants to, and then round up all the political opposition at gunpoint, take them to camps where he'll brainwash them, torture them, take their property from them, and maybe even kill them eventually. Who knows how far this can go? But you see where this is headed, and you go, well, that's Canada. No, I've said from the beginning the United States is in those first phases headed to some sort of a tyrannical, tyrannical, Hitler-like, Nazi-like, Stalin-like, communist-like purge of conservatives. You can see it with the social media purging conservatives. You can see it with the colleges purging conservatives and making your life miserable if you're a conservative. You can see it with vaccine mandates, losing your job because you won't be forced to take a poisonous vaccine. You can see it with Los Angeles County High School over the weekend announcing they were banning unvaccinated students from the graduation ceremony. And you can see it at the Air Force Academy where four of the cadets refused to be vaccinated, and they said, we'll let you graduate. We'll let you graduate. You've worked 4 years to graduate. We'll let you graduate, but you will not be allowed to serve in the Air Force. You're done. So you'll get your degree, and then you're kicked out of the Air Force. I seem to remember what was the military's favorite slogan. Wasn't it supposed to be, we never leave a man behind in the United States military? But, you know, your four classmates, they're not vaccinated, so we'll just leave them behind. We'll abandon them and ruin their lives. No big deal, right? And Los Angeles High School won't even let you attend the graduation ceremony. I guess they're giving them their graduation certificate as if that means anything in life anymore. Wow, you graduated high school. Welcome to janitorial life. But, you know, okay, you graduated, but you can't attend because you've clearly got cooties, right? If you're unvaccinated, you've clearly got cooties. It's sick. It's sick. I'm telling you, as soon as we get to election time, and I don't even mean if Democrats were to win in November, I mean before the election, there's going to be lockdowns, and there's going to be more vaccine mandates, and there's going to be a reinstitution of masks because of monkeypox. It's coming soon. And then beyond monkeypox, after they fool you for 3 months of that, it'll be a massive new COVID explosion because they're about to lose in the biggest landslide in history. And they've got to do something to stop it. By the way, this segment is sponsored by Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, almost all inner body fat I didn't know I had. And I gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. And it's now been 19 months later, and I look and feel incredible everywhere I go. People tell me I look 15 years younger than I am. They tell me if they knew me before, I look like a different person. Thank you, Energized Health. Go to energizedhealth.com, click on the red button, and watch the masterclass video. And then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Learn the perfect blend of extra and intracellular hydration. They're life game changers. Make sure you tell them Wainwright sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off discount. Your life will never be the same. 40% off. Lose the weight, lose the pounds, lose the fat. Incredible. Gain the hydration. 40% off. EnergizedHealth.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A lawyer for the 2016 Clinton campaign, Michael Sussman, was acquitted on a charge of lying to the FBI in September of that year about his motives for bringing the Bureau research allegedly linking Donald Trump to Russia in the first test trial of Special Counsel John Durham's probe. The Senate and House are not in session this week, but that's not stopping Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, from addressing supporters in Maysville, Kentucky, McConnell touting the bipartisan infrastructure bill as an example of lawmakers working together on legislation.
I felt that the infrastructure package, which we've been trying to pass through several different presidencies and coming up short, a major infrastructure package, was good for the country.
The bill helps rebuild the nation's roads and bridges. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to Root the Root. Root's on fire. Kyle LeBrew is the guest coming up, and I wanted to mention that Kyle is the sponsor of this show. He's an entrepreneur. He's an America First conservative. He's a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th Congressional District. He is pro-life. He supports term limits. He defends free speech. He understands government works for the people, not the other way around. He stands for the Second Amendment. He wants to hold China accountable for COVID and hold big tech accountable for silenced conservatives and for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion and for keeping biological men out of women's sports. That is a heck of a list. I love that list. And he is a fighter, and we need fighters and warriors in Congress. We need America First fighters and warriors. We don't need necessarily just more Republicans. We need good Republicans. Kyle LeBru is... Guys, visit KyleLeBru.com to volunteer or to contribute. KyleLeBru.com. Don't worry about where he's running. No matter where you are listening to this radio show right now, if you're a fan of Wayne Root, I want you to send some money to Kyle LeBru. Because this is the kind of guy we want in Congress. Kyle LeBru, LABRUE.com, paid for by Kyle LeBru for Congress. And sure enough, voila, we got him on the show. Kyle, welcome to the Wayne L. Root Show. How are you?
Wayne, pleasure to be with you again. Things are rocking and rolling here at the lake. It was beautiful to have a holiday weekend and see all the Trump flags on the boat driving all around.
Well, when you say the lake, you're out in the Ozark country, right? You're in the Ozark Lakes, is that right?
It's the biggest man-made lake in North America. It's called Lake of the Ozarks, and we have a saying around here. It's why there's so many Trump flags on boats, because there's no government program to get you a boat.
There you go. I like it. I like it. Now, I'm looking at a headline right now at Gateway Pundit. Arizona GOP Chair Dr. Kelly Ward says some Republicans say elections are free and fair. They are liars, they are cheaters, and they must want Democrats to steal another election. I love that quote. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe you agree the 2020 election was absolutely rotten and rigged and stolen.
So I actually took my mom and my dad to see 2,000 Mules. My dad doesn't get out of the house very much anymore. And he said, would you take me to that movie? And I said, sure. And after watching that show, I mean, I don't know how anybody can disagree that there's definitely some controversy here that we have to address. And we have to make sure that our next election is secure in every way possible. I mean, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you fall under. Election integrity is important. You know, I mean, we have to do something about it.
Well, we get it, and that's why we want to elect you to Congress, because we want you to do something about it. But I want to make sure that you agree the 2020 election was more than just fishy. When you watch 2,000 Mules, you definitely agree it was stolen outright, correct?
100%. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind. When you look at the statistics there, there's no way that Biden outperformed their golden boy, Barack Obama, and as far as numbers. And there's no way that, you know, our sitting president, who outperformed his original performance, didn't win. I mean, it's just the numbers don't add up any other way other than the fact that it was stolen.
No, and by the way, Obama got less votes the second time around. Trump got not only outperformed and overperformed, 12 million new votes the second time around. It's unbelievable how big he probably won that election. But, you know, when things are rigged in just a few key battleground states, it changes everything. Now, the good news is we don't worry about that in your state of Missouri. We're talking to Kyle LeBru, who's running for U.S. Congress in CD4 in Missouri. Missouri is a really red Republican state, and it's never in doubt that the red is winning. In 2020, it was a huge win for Trump and the Republican Party as well, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. But, you know, people need to realize it's not just about electing Republicans. We need people that are actually conservatives, people that are going to make the changes that we need to move forward and be able to continue to make America great again and, you know, restore our great country back to where it once was. We have to start doing actions now so that our future is secure for our children. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. And by the way, one of my loyal listeners, Matt, has just sent in a text. He says to ask you a question, ask Kyle LeBru, where are all the Republicans, either in the House, in the Senate, or running for the House and the Senate, when the topic of more lockdowns and vaccine mandates and mask mandates and all of these issues come up and the Democrats might do this to us again, they know it's going to happen. They know what you're saying, and yet we're hearing nothing from the vast majority of Republican candidates. What does Kyle have to say about this?
You know, I'm new to politics, and it's funny because every step of the way people said, don't say that, don't say this, don't say that. And all I can do is be me, which is say what's true, say what's right, and move on from there. You know, one of the things for me is I get tired of the constant excuses. You know, we do have a problem here where our children are not safe. Let's do something about it. You know, I can't think of any American that wouldn't get behind that financially. How can we not make our schools safe? How can we not have armed teachers? And how can we not have, you know, even a security force there to watch over them? Here in Missouri, we have officers that are in the school, but the school is large. We need to expand safety for our children. You know, not just talk about what is gun regulation going to do? Nothing. Criminals are always going to be able to get guns. But we have to find solutions that will actually take care of the problem. In my opinion, there's always going to be wolves trying to come after the flock. And we need people that are going to be there to protect the flock. For me, that's let's put somebody there with a gun that can protect our children. Let's put somebody there.
Well, you shifted. Hold on. You shifted to the issue of what just happened with the school shooting in Texas, and I'm with you. I agree with everything you just said about it. But my buddy was asking about lockdowns and vaccine mandates and mask mandates. If Democrats bring those back to try and steal this election, let me tell you, I'm looking right now at Walgreens' COVID positivity rate. Okay, they've done all the studies of all the people that come into Walgreens, and I'm looking right at it. It's Walgreens' own work, and the lowest positivity rate are those who are not vaccinated, and the highest positivity rate for people who have COVID right now are those who've had three doses of the COVID vaccine. The COVID vaccine, Kyle, whether you agree it's death, whether you agree people are dying by the thousands, whether you agree it's injuring people, or whether you simply say it's not working, it doesn't work at all. People get sick with COVID after taking the COVID vaccine. So if you want to take it, God bless. But my point is, you as a candidate got to talk about COVID mandates. They cannot force you to take it if you don't want to take it, nor can they force you to mask up if you don't want to mask, nor can they ever lock us down ever again. I hope you're with me on those three.
100%. I think that everybody has to make their own decision whether they want the vaccine or don't want the vaccine. I personally didn't want it. My family didn't take it. And I believe in our natural antibodies. You know, I don't think that a mask is going to help anybody. But if you want to wear a mask in public,
right,
that's your personal choice.
Right.
You know, it's ironic to me when I go, when around here where I'm from, you know, we believe in personal choice. If we see somebody that is wearing a mask, yeah, we go, okay, good for you. But it's so uncommon that they stand out. You go, oh, you must be from out of town. I go in the city, somebody's not wearing a mask. They go, who's this guy? You know, everybody has to respect everybody's personal decision, in my opinion. But at the same time, we've got to quit the mandates. We've got to quit, you know, where somebody doesn't know if they're going to have a job or not because they decided not to take this vaccine. How does somebody else taking a vaccine protect you if the vaccine works?
Right, exactly.
That's what I would like to know.
Exactly. I just saw something today that's interesting. Somebody had tweeted out that they were in Europe last week and only about 1% of the people they saw were wearing masks in Europe. But when they got home today to Washington, D.C., it's about 75% wearing masks in Washington, D.C. These people are Democrats, liberals. Washington, D.C. residents are all Democrats. I think it's 95% registered Democrats. They're all crazy. There's, even in Europe, nobody wears masks anymore. But in Washington, D.C., 75%. Doesn't that make you realize these people are like part of a brainwashed cult? It's bizarre.
It makes me realize that, they say trust the science. Well, there's plenty of science that says that these bodies that God made us, they know, you know, God intended for us to be able to survive things that are going to take us down. And you see, like you said, the numbers are there. People that have been sick with COVID and then gotten better, the antibodies are there. They said, oh, they'll only stick around for, you know, 3 or 4 months. And they said, oh, maybe it's a year. You know, and then people are still testing for it. The people around around us right now have to decide what they're gonna stand for. And for me, it's personal freedom. You know, this is still America, and we've got to be able to choose for ourselves what we'll do with our body, what we will and won't put under our bodies, what we will and won't put into our children's bodies. You know, there's so many agendas being pushed right now in this country. It is scary. It's like a tornado scary. Of opinions.
And the worst, and by the way, the worst one of all, you know, has been thrown out. Open borders, you don't even hear about it anymore, but Biden is trying so hard with this Title 42. He wants to take it out, and our borders, everyone in the whole world will come in. And it's not even in the news lately because gas price is so high, grocery price so high, inflation so high. What was just happening, you know, with the school and the shootings. There's so many, Ukraine, there's so much in the news. We're not even talking about open borders. The issues are just wide and long, and that we're getting death by 1,000 paper cuts. The attacks are coming from every direction. We better get Kyle LeBrew and lots of people like him in Congress. That's the kind of Republican we need, ladies and gentlemen. We don't need just any Republicans. We need warriors who stand for conservative values. That's Kyle LeBrew running in Missouri's 4th District. Great to have you on, Kyle. His website's kylelebrew.com. Volunteer or click the contribute button. Donate to Kyle's campaign no matter where you are in the United States. He's a friend of the show, a friend of Wayne Root, and a good man. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. kylelebrew.com. Thank you, Kyle.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver, and the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wayne Root sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. Hi, folks. This is Wayne Alaroot. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com, for quite a while now. They're headquartered at Shiloh Ranch in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away vets who need help, and we can't let that happen. Please help support the Liberty Projects by playing in their annual golf tournament June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com. 100% of all proceeds are used for the program to help vets and horses. 100%. Government does very little for our vets. It's up to us, freedom-loving patriots, to make it happen. Help support this great organization and enjoy a great day of golf. Register today at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com. June 10th at Revere Golf Club in Henderson, Nevada. Register at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS Omega-3 Fatty Acid Certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Segment of the show, Fellowship Home Loans. You know that buying a home is perhaps the largest financial commitment you'll ever make. If you do it 2, 3, 4, 5 times in a lifetime, it's probably your 2, 3, 4, 5 biggest financial commitments of your life. So you need a friend in the mortgage business, and especially now the rates are going way up. You need a friend in the mortgage business, and I've got two friends, Mike and Brian of Fellowship Home Loans. They have been providing assistance to Americans just like you for about 20 years. They're involved in purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, and often they just evaluate your current situation and give you free professional advice what to do next. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. Tell them you are a fan of Wayne Allyn Root, and they become an instant friend of yours. 800-804-SAVE. 800-804-SAVE. You need two friends in the mortgage business. Mike and Brian at fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. 800-804-SAVE. I just got this email, and it's sad because, you know, I've been keeping track, and I'm about to write the explosive story. I haven't written it yet. I've mentioned it on the show. It's now up to 21 people who either were attended or invited to my wedding, friends of mine, who are either dead or seriously injured by the COVID vaccine. That's an incredible number. That's an impossible number. 21 people that I personally know since my wedding that have gotten very ill or died, and they're all vaccinated. All 21 are vaccinated. Fact. I've spoken to their families. All 21. Now, keep in mind, I'm such a raving conservative Republican that you would assume almost every person at my wedding was a Republican. So when you count the people at my wedding, the people I invited, about 250 people, you'd assume at least 200 of the 250 must be unvaccinated if they listen to my radio show and they're fans and friends of mine. And yet, 21 are either dead or very badly injured or very sick. And all 21 are vaccinated. So if 200 out of the 250 were unvaccinated at my wedding, and there's 21 dead or injured, and they're all vaccinated, then almost every person who's vaccinated who came to my wedding is sick or dead. Numbers are incredible. And here's just a person who saw me on Alex Jones today. I was the guest host again, as I am every Tuesday on the Alex Jones Show nationwide, and I've got hundreds of letters from people who are big fans of mine now and just for the first time finding Wayne Root. And this goes on every day of the week now, thanks to Alex Jones. But this lady is a U.S. Navy vet. Her name is Patricia, and she says, the mRNA vaccine is killing me. I have cancer. I want to help spread your message. I'm a U.S. Navy veteran. I received that vaccine, and from that point on, she got cancer, and she says, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. I'm very sad to say my family pushed me into making my 7-year-old daughter get vaccinated as well. And I'm scared to death, and I want to share, now that she's found me, she says, I want to share your website and the things you say and do with everybody to help America regain our country. Thank you, Patricia, and I'm so sorry for your problems, your medical issues, and your cancer. I'm very sorry. But it's happening all over this country. It's sick. It really is. It's sick. And here's a study you all need to know. And it is in Alabama. Alabama, keep in mind, in Alabama, you got to assume less people are vaccinated than in almost any other state in America. And yet still, in Alabama, people under the age of 65 are dying at a significantly higher rate since the vaccine came into existence in 2021 than people who are over the age of 65 since the mass vaccine began. Okay, let me repeat that again so you understand the heaviness of what I'm saying. If you're under the age of 65 in Alabama, you're dying at a significantly higher rate than people who are over the age of 65. So under the age of 65 includes people in their teens, in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s, even in their 50s, everybody lives. You know, I don't know anyone who ever died in his 50s, personally. Okay, but if you're over 65, you could be 75, 85, 95, 100. So can you imagine if people in the whole state of Alabama, more people are dying under age 65 now than over the age of 65. Do you have any idea the significance of that stat? And this all happened since the mass vaccination and vaccine mandates. And excess life years lost have skyrocketed for people under the age of 65. And really, one of the reasons for this is the same reason we've had Ed Dowd on our show, and we've had Zelensky on our show, Dr. Zelensky, and so many others who have all said the same thing. The death rate is skyrocketing, according to life insurance companies, skyrocketing for people between 18 and 65 years old, because those are the working years, and the vaccine mandate affected people working. They were all forced to get vaccinated, and they're dying in such large numbers. It's incredible. And it's only happened since the vaccine. They're claiming, all the people I've had on my show that have seen the life insurance numbers, say the death rates are up by 40%, a number never seen in the history of life insurance by any actuary. You can't plan as a life insurance company for the kind of losses you will take if people are dying at a rate 40% higher than last year. And that's going on right now as we speak. These are vaccinated people, working age, forced to take the vaccine. That's the only thing different in America in 2021 and beyond versus 2020 and before, is we had vaccines in 2021. These are non-COVID deaths. And in Alabama at this point, more people are dying under the age of 65 than over the age of 65. Unbelievable numbers. It's all about the deadly COVID vaccine.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.